What up, people? How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are staying safe out there. Hope you guys are good. Hope you guys are actually, you know, pushing through and, you know, just having the self-motivation and the light. Because trust me, I haven't been hearing anything good out there. I want to believe, and you know, I put you guys in my prayers daily. I want to believe every one of you are doing good and you guys are safe, and nobody has record of any evil tidings or anything negative around them, and it will never come by God's grace. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Yeah, inshallah. Welcome, guys. For most people, that's been like, oh my God, it's been like a week and some days. Where have you been? Like, you didn't drop any episode last weekend or something. Didn't you miss us? God, I miss you guys. Die. Yeah, I miss doing my record, because this is where I get free to just, you know, say what's on my mind and the likes. And nobody's is looking at me and opening their big eyes at me, and they're like, oh, nobody's feeling bad. And like, oh, like freedom of speech, like, right? I've missed you guys. Hope you guys are just, I wish I could have this one-on-one meeting with all my audience. What could possible have been? Yeah, you guys are doing well. You guys are doing fine. So for everyone that has been asking me, like, what have you been up to? What has happened? Why were you off? I was off social media for some while. Yeah. Well, basically, I was on with a particular project, because I provide a service on Upwork. You guys should know Upwork, my freelancing platform. I provide writing, proofreading, and customer service relation. So I had series of projects, and you know, now I had to meet up to targets and the like. So, but I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, thank God. Glory be to God. It's just that this Nigeria, if it's country, it's just going somewhere, you know. Don't worry, I'll go back to my country. So don't ask me. I'm an outcast. Don't worry. So welcome to today's episode. I want to welcome my first timers and my new listeners. Thank you, guys. You're welcome officially to True Talk with Ifeoluwa, the show where we get to gist and talk about real life issues. So on today's episode, I told most of my audience that asked me, and some of my friends and family and that were so concerned and were like, what's up? Hope you are fine. Hope you're good. Hope everything is going well with you. And I was like, okay, I'm going to drop one episode of what happened to me in the past few days. Like, a year before my mouth. If you ask me, now what I could tell. For real, truly. Like, when I talked about insecurity in Nigeria generally, because I don't want to believe it's only Lagos. Because I hear of various things happening out there. And it's just by God's grace, we are alive, we are breathing. If it's not kidnapping, it's probably rape. If it is not rape, it's probably all manner of things. Like, so today's episode, I'm going to be talking on how I escaped from kidnappers. Yeah, you heard me right. Kidnappers. So, there was one particular day. Okay, should I start that way? Let me prepare. So, I got an email from one company like that. Not really a company. Let me save their name. I don't know who know them. Okay, let me save their name. From a so-called friend for an interview and the likes. Okay, luckily the interview was meant to be a video chat. And I was like, okay. A young lady firstly called me and briefed me on my job description and the likes. I was like, okay, are you okay? But definitely it's a customer relationship job, a shift job though. And I was like, okay, it's cool. She was like, 2 days on, 4 days on in a week, then I have my 2 days off. It's a shift, morning and evening. Hope you're cool with it. And the price tag. And I was also telling her that I really don't like the pay yet. But she was like, okay, don't worry, blah blah blah. I was like, okay, let me just give it a shot, just bring it on and the life side. She was like, okay, I'm gonna get back, that she's gonna get back to me rather maybe 2 days or in a week time. But fortunately, will I say fortunately? Yes, it's fortunately sooner. Go back. I got a mail from them like a day after the day she called me and the life. I'm like, okay, it's fine. So I got this link for a video chat interview. And this did they actually pay? Like, you know, I said I got the an email from the so-called company. That would be the name, the so-called company. Like a day after the day she called me. So when I got the link, the link for the invite was the following day. So you know now, as a layman would think now, normal man, I was like, okay, probably the position is an urgent position. You really want to fill in that space so fast. And I was like, okay, no yawa now. So she called me. Initially, she said it was gonna be her and some of our colleagues and the night. I'm like, okay. So I logged in. It was a Google Meet. I logged in and the likes, and it was only her, and I didn't question her at all. I was hoping probably other people would connect and the likes. That was my first time using Google Meet. Yeah, really, that was my first time. So she said, okay, can you on your video cam? Because I was expecting her to on ours first before I on mine. Okay, but when she requested, I was like, okay, let me on it. Probably she wants to on hers. That was like she asked me. So she switched. I switched on my Google. I said my Google, but my video chat cam. And it was her own turn. I was expecting her to be like, it's over on it. I don't need to tell you now. You told me to on my own. So what are you waiting for? You get. So she wasn't like, oh, I'm having difficulties in owning my own video cam, blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, it's pretty fine. No, yeah, well, last class, I go still see you, Nana. You guys will still come in for the next stage, and you guys will see me. I'll see you one-on-one meeting and like. So we talked the general kind of talk for interview, my sister and my brother. So we talked and we did the likes, and she was asking me some relevant questions related to the role. And surprisingly, she was like, okay, they've increased the salary. They increased the salary by 20%. I'm like, ah, I was shocked. I'm like, ah. She said, we've had a meeting with the board or director, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I don't know. She said, hey, big girl, boss lady, jam street. Hey, Lagos, go, yeah. So, actually, apparently, the interview went well. It was cool. She was like, okay, we'll get back to you. The usual slang now. So, that went. Then, a day after, it was a day after, not over 2 days, I got an offer letter. I was like, ah, what's happening? So she gave me a call. She called me as early as 6 a.m. and she was like, we want to have you on board. Like, ah, what's happening? You guys did not even give me any space at all. You don't want to have me on board and you like. So I read the offer letter. I read it carefully and I was just scrutinizing it and just to make sure I wasn't making any mistake. Well, this was before this Inis kidnapping that went viral. You get, so I saw it. I was scrutinizing. I was like, what's that? But the pay was just looking at me like this. I was like, hoi, oh yeah. But something deep down was like, check this thing again. You just reread. I was reading it continuously and consciously. Then I saw one part they were like, okay, I'm not going to disclose anything I see in the firm to any third party. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's more or less like every other company that don't want you to share their own secrets or performance or their services or certain things that makes them have an edge over them to the third party or the likes. So I was like, okay, that one is smart enough. So the company generally is a company whereby you get to buy gadgets or home appliances. You get, but you can actually buy those gadgets and home appliances rather. You can buy them and pay by installments. Like that's basically what they do. You pay by installments. You pick the pay that pays you. Like probably you want to pay monthly or weekly or the likes. Then after 50% of your goods have been paid, your goods you get down to, according to what I read on their site. Because I googled, I checked everything. I checked on Twitter. I checked on Instagram. They are present. She gets. But I was basically seeing their goods only. Like, ah, what's happening? But I was like, okay, maybe it's just at least they have social media presence. So it's not a scam because the rush of the whole thing was confusing. So that one go sharp. So the offer letter was indicated on it that I'm meant to resume the following Monday. And don't forget, I haven't gone to this firm before. I don't even know my direction down there. I don't know what to expect. I don't know who to meet because apparently I didn't see my the HR that recruited me, I didn't see her face during our video chat and the likes. So that got me thinking. I felt something was creepy, something was wrong, and I had to actually check this thing well. You know, when you are too happy, but my instinct was telling me, go and check this thing before Monday. So you not start crying for help. So and you know, another thing was like, ah, you will not spend that tiffy. You spend a whole amount of that tiffy to just go and check and come back. Like, so it was painful. I was like, just let me go. Because initially I was like, okay, this morning I just need to go on Monday now. Like, but just thank God, yeah. So I bought bulbs, I went to Yaba, just I initially went there. You know, when I got there, like the street, you know, it was not even looking like like a street where a firm should be. It was more like a commercial area, like houses. And so all these kind of ajegule houses, all these kind of jam-packed houses. Okay, so I was still checking, but they didn't know I was gonna come check the place on a Friday, because I got the mail for the offer letter and the likes on a Thursday. And I wanted to be sure before signing anything, because I had to bring guarantors form and the likes. I didn't want to just unleash people's details out there. So I went on my own. I told my momsy, I told my popsy, I told my brother, I sent my address to them. When I got to the street, I gave them a call and the likes. When I got there, you know, as per, they were not waiting for me. They weren't expecting me. If they were, probably someone would have been outside to take me in or something. When I saw it was a residential area, I was like, ah, this one a house. So this one, waiting happen. Like, it was, I don't know. I now had to check the mail again. I was checking the number. Like, ah, this thing a house. But I didn't want to enter because it was only me and it wasn't safe. I'm a female now. Like, I don't just thought I was a female. I'm a female. You guys know. I'm a female just to stay safe. And before then, I've been hearing series of kidnapping and the like. So I just had to, I hanged around. I saw some suspicious faces and the like. You get where looking at, because I took pictures of the building for evidence. Like, I wanted to show my mom, show my brother and the like. Then, God being so good, a young boy came out from the building. I think he wanted to run an errand for someone or something. I don't know. So I walked behind him. I was just following him. Then I asked him, like, okay, I'm looking for number 12, so-and-so street. It was like, that was exactly where he came out from. And I said, is there no firm with this name? It was not like, there's no firm here. All this place in the house. I was dumbfounded at first. I wanted questioning him further, but I was seeing some silly faces that were not even friendly. They were not accommodating. So I just asked him, I didn't want it to look like I was inspecting somebody sent me or something. So I just told him, okay, I'm looking for a firm, so name. And like, there are some guys that call themselves computer doctors, that they sell, they're just there, sha. And the way he said it, it was redundant, and I was like, okay. So I just left him. I just allowed him to go. Because I didn't want to question him further, so he doesn't go back and start saying blah, 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 blah. So the funny thing out of this was, okay, that was how I escaped. That was how I left the Yaba, so-called Yaba, whatever, the streets, Fadeyi Street, and the like. That was how I left there. I got home. On my way back home, I was just thinking, I was like, what if it was Monday? What if I had gone there? They would have prepared for me and somebody would have just been outside. They'd be like, oh, come, no, don't worry, it's safe. Like, these are our company. Even if it is a startup, I don't expect you to start in your sitting room. Like, in a building. It's more or less like an enclosed building. Like, I really wish I could actually upload the building on Anchor and like it was a platform for me to do so. It was an enclosed building. I don't know if you were capable of paying the amount, if they were capable of paying the amount I saw on my offer letter. They shouldn't be in that building at all. Like, at least you should have provided, like, cutting a firm from, or just rent an office space or something. People do that a lot and they like. I was just thinking and thinking. It was that particular day or the second day I got the story of Ini and whatever, and I was like, somebody's missing, blah, blah. Then it was more or less like the same story, you get. Because this person too, not beside me, I don't know, I got there, I saw the building and everything was just looking. The only thing that saved me was God, and the fact that I followed my instinct. I went there, rejected, it wasn't looking good. I wanted to use one of the village people, they wanted me to enter. I was like, let me enter, nothing can happen. Because it was, I went there in a broad daylight, like nothing can happen. But I just want to thank God. But because I'm sharing this because on social media or Twitter, they were like, okay, do a background check on this company. Check them on Twitter, check them on IG, check them on LinkedIn. I literally did all this. I checked them on Google. Probably they are computer doctors, truly, and they know how to act and do some of their stuff. They do. I actually do. I checked everything. It was well and confirmed. But one thing I could remember on one of their sites was when someone was asking them that, okay, if people pay by installment to get these gadgets and these electronics, how then do you guys get your profit? Because it was basically on a 0% profit and interest, rather, like no interest at all attached to it. It's still the basic, and it was still dancing, it was tingling. I was like, how will they get their profits? For crying out loud. I just want to thank God for it, like how I'm saved and I'm alive to even share this. Because on social media, I tend to see, check their background. This one, they add everything, even the so-called HR. She really didn't get it. She didn't give me her full name, but I had to check it on the mail I saw. I went on LinkedIn. I saw somebody using that same LinkedIn account. You get with that same name though. So I was like, okay, I could actually picture a face to this person. But what made me feel something was creepy was that I saw that the HR position she got for, like, the position of an HR she's actually acquiring, like, at that's the so-called company. Well, I think she just started. It was more or less like probably they hacked somebody's account, and I don't just know. But I'm just sharing this to shed more light to you guys. After you check social media and the likes, and it all looks perfect and the likes, please follow your instinct. It doesn't go wrong. It's always right. Trust me, because I wouldn't have gone, because seeing the amount and, you know, desperation and like, okay, I need a new life. I want to start something bigger than what I'm doing. You know, everything in your head is just like, go on Monday. Just go on Monday. And who knows what would have happened to me. Like, God just saved me there. I checked social media and those and likes, and it was all perfect. It was looking nice. It was looking real. Not until I got there and I saw a building. My sister. And I don't even, apart from that, I don't even know the kind of business they're doing in there, because they're like, on the final letter, like, I can't disclose anyone. Like, that part, I don't know why. That part was as if it was shaded, like in a green wood. And okay. Yeah, because I didn't really think to that level of, okay, something bad and life. But please, you guys should stay safe out there. If you want to go out, if you want to do anything, try and inform your family members. Try and do all the normal procedures for you to stay safe. Even if this country, nothing if you do, you are still on God's hands. Follow your instinct. Just have this relationship with God, whereby you get to defend when you are doing something wrong. Holy Spirit get to speak to you. And you know, for real, let's all stay safe out there. God will be with us all, and it will be our guide. And we will not have any reason to weep over anybody. I mean anybody this year and beyond. This year we go make her, no matter the ups and down. Oh, let me go to the scripture. What's that scripture again? When they say there is a casting down, when people are saying there is a casting down, we shall be saying there is a lifting up. So no matter what is happening, we will skate through. We will be safe. God will be our protector. God will be our guide, and nothing will harm us. By God's grace, nothing will harm us. So thank you guys for listening to today's episode. Even if it feels more like sad, it's not something you should be sad about, because the so-called person is alive. She's sharing this for you to be safe and be like, so you guys should be happy for me, and yes, be good. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode, and please don't forget to share my podcast. Share this particular episode, because you never can tell who you're offering out there. You don't know who is actually into something like this. Or probably they sent an email to someone and everything looks right, but it was just too fast. Like, not like the usual recruitment process we know in our Nigeria now. Like, this Nigeria, yeah, try forget, yeah. Like, this Nigeria, because there is actually stages to it. Yeah, after the call, and like, you're meant to meet your employer, you guys should have a negotiation, blah blah blah, whatever it is. You get, you probably might not know what you're saving. Someone might think, okay, it's actually right. Probably all these recruiters, they've changed their motive, they've changed their plan, they don't want to be seen, they just want to do everything virtual. Yes, I think it's going virtual, but most definitely when they pick you, when you're accepted, when you're selected, you will get to the last stage, and that last stage is where they get to see the people they want to employ. So you guys should stay safe out there. I'm giving you too much kisses here. Stay safe, stay loving, and please wish your brothers and sisters help. If you know anything or have anything that can be of help to anyone around you, don't hesitate in sharing it. Yeah, my village people, you won't stand myself, God forbid. So till I come your way next weekend with a different hot topic, you guys should keep flying. Oh, you guys, yeah, keep swearing in God's grace. See ya, catch ya. Mwah.